has been so long. It has been over a year since I've uploaded an episode. And I just want to apologize so much for that. Because I have had some medical issues, I'm doing much better now. But that they have prevented me from working on the podcast. So that is why I haven't recorded anything in the past year. Don't worry about me though, I'm perfectly fine. I'm doing a lot better. But I'm going to be uploading regularly again. I know I've gotten several reviews saying like, please, 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 I want more content. Please, like, upload more. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm sorry if you can hear my cat meowing in the background. But I will be uploading frequently, like probably once a week or once every other week. I still kind of have to figure out a schedule and stuff, but we'll see. So today, let's just get right into it. Today we're going to be covering a murder, which is the case of Derek Roby. This takes place in Savona, New York. There was a couple, Dale and Doreen Roby, and they had a four-year-old little boy named Derek Roby. He was the oldest of two children, and he had a younger brother who was two at the time. Derek was described as a wonderful child. He played t-ball, soccer. He liked to do recreation programs at a nearby park. So he was just like a well-rounded, like very well-liked little boy. The community adored him. His neighbors all really, really liked him. Now, on August 2nd, 1992, Derek took his first walk on his own. His mother said it was the first time she'd let him go anywhere, like, alone. Like, she'd always walked him to the summer camp that he was going to. So he was walking to that park to participate in a summer camp. And it was just one block down on the same side of the street, so she was like, oh, it'll be fine, he's good, he's not gonna get hit by a car, nothing bad is gonna happen to him. Which, like, I mean, at this time, no one would let their four-year-old son walk alone to a park. But that was a different time back then, so, like, I can understand. And I'm not saying it's the mother's fault at all. She did nothing wrong. But yeah, so the park was really close, so it's so sad that something happened, but... So the last words Derek said to his mom were, I love you, Mom. He gave her a kiss and went hopping off the sidewalk happily. That just breaks my heart. Because he seemed like such a sweet little boy. So, just a little bit later, Doreen reported her son missing after receiving the news that he never made it to the park. So at this point, she's panicked, as you can probably imagine. Her four-year-old son is missing, which is awful. He never showed up to the park, and I can't even imagine what's running through her head right now. Like, did he get hit by a car? Did somebody kidnap him? Like, what happened? So, there's a search team sent out immediately, and just hours later, searches find Derek's body just yards away from the park in the nearby woods, and he is dead, unfortunately. He's found dead on scene. The state police immediately determine it was a homicide due to the severe traumas the body suffered. The autopsy revealed that Derek's body suffered severe head injuries, multiple skull fractures, cerebral swelling, extensive tearing and bleeding of chest tissues, a puncture of the intestinal wall, pinpoint hemorrhages on his neck, face, and eyes, which were caused by asphyxiation. He was also sexually assaulted with a stick. Kool-Aid from his lunchbox that he took with him had been poured into his wounds. years old. He's lived on the Earth for 4 years, and something so tragic happens to him. So, with the killer on the loose, Savona residents are really scared for the safety of their children. Like, they are in a panic because, like, there's a killer on the loose. I mean, like, wouldn't anyone be fearful? But the thing is, no one could imagine anyone wanting to hurt Derek. He was called the unofficial mayor of Savona, and he was said to have just sat on the corner and greeting people. So he would just sit on the corner and be like, "Hi, like, how are you?" So he seemed like such a sweet little boy. And, like, so I guess at this point people are like, okay, who would want to hurt him? Like, he's such a sweet little boy. Like, they couldn't think of anyone that would want to do this to him. So everyone just kind of assumed that the killer was someone from out of town, like a stranger that didn't know him, something like that, because their neighborhood was close to a major highway, so someone could have easily, like, seen him, pulled off, murdered him, dumped the body, got right back onto the highway, never to be seen again. Like, that's what they thought just would have happened, because no one would want to hurt him. There was a large-scale manhunt for the killer that went on for a week. However, on the same day of the murder, a 13-year-old boy named Eric Smith asked a family friend what would happen if the murderer turned out to be a child. So, that was kind of a red flag. They suspected he knew something. Like, he might have witnessed something, or something like that. So the friend called Eric's family, who actually drove him to the police station for questioning. He was then interviewed by police and at first denied knowing anything. He finally admitted to police that he did in fact see Derek across the street while he was riding his bike. He claimed he saw him near the patch of woods where his body was found and around the time of the murder. Investigators kind of got the sense that Eric almost enjoyed telling them about what he knew, like explaining the whole thing about the bike and stuff. Like, he seemed like he was having a great time telling the story. He was still sticking with that story that he saw Derek while he was riding his bike, and that his body, that he saw him near the patch of the woods where his body was found. But he eventually broke down and said, "I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. I killed that little boy." Residents and police were shocked that a 13-year-old boy could admit such a gruesome murder. And the fact that he tortured Derek shows that he got enjoyment out of it, because he could have just simply killed him to get out his rage. But instead, he went through all of that because he wanted to enjoy himself. As the investigation continued, it was discovered that Eric was bullied for years because of multiple reasons: his ears, his glasses, his red hair, and he was very short, so his height. Here's a direct quote from Eric: "My anger wasn't directed at Derek at all. It was directed at all the other guys that used to pick on me. And when I was torturing and killing Derek, that was what I saw in my head." So this is a classic case of a murderer that has a tragic upbringing. Now, I'm not saying that if you have a tragic upbringing, you're going to become a murderer, or like, all murderers are, like, what they do is excused because of their upbringings. Like, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying he fits kind of the mold. stride as an adult. He became known as the Freckle-Faced Killer, and media received a lot of media attention. His case became very well known. Ultimately, Eric was convicted of second-degree murder and was sentenced to 9 years to life in prison. He was held in a juvenile detention center until he was 21 years old, where he was then sent to an adult prison. He did end up confessing that he probably would have killed again if he wasn't caught. So, I mean, it's a very good thing that he was caught, because we don't want any more people to die, obviously. He was in prison. He was denied parole many times, but was released after 28 years in February of 2022, so just last year. He is now engaged. His fiance reached out to ask him questions while he was in jail, and his fiance was studying to be a lawyer, and the rest is history. They just kind of fell in love and are now engaged. Eric then moved, after he got out, he moved to Queens, New York, where he is trying to put his violent past behind him and become a better man. He said that who he was years ago is not the same person, and he is a changed man. So, that is the story of Derek Roby, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening. This was kind of a short episode, but I didn't really have a lot to talk about, and a lot of you guys were saying I drug it out too much, so I wanted to try and make it a little bit quicker for you. Let me know which pace you like better, though, and that will be it. So, have a nice day or night or whatever time this is, and make sure you come back next week for another episode. Bye.